This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the city of Chicago is mourning the death of who he calls the People's Pope. Johnson today addressed Pope Francis's passing. He was in a news conference.
He will be remembered as a faith leader who gave voice to the voiceless, and his legacy will live in the hearts of millions of people throughout the world who took comfort in his message at a time in which tyranny looms and clerics are using religion and other ideological frames to divide the world.
Johnson says Pope Francis will be remembered for fighting for a world without war. Meantime, the news of the Pope's death motivated Catholics and non-Catholics alike today to stop by churches in Chicago. Rebecca Grider is visiting from Bloomington Normal downstate with her daughter, and they wanted to take a day trip. Grider grew up Catholic but no longer practices the faith. And still, when she learned of Pope Francis's death, she knew she needed to stop inside St. Peter's in the Loop, a church she grew up visiting.
And I just remember coming here when we'd visit the city when I was younger, and it just seemed like a very fitting day to stop in and, just have a little bit of contemplative time.
Grider says she appreciated Pope Francis's focus on social justice issues. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is launching a task force to address the city's severe budget woes, including a more than $1 billion budget gap next year. The deficit, coupled with funding cuts from the Trump administration, are making for a dim financial outlook. The group will issue a report by August to identify potential city cuts and spending efficiencies. The group's membership will be finalized by the end of this month. It will include business leaders, civic organizations, city council members, and labor. Montrose Beach's native piping plover son, Imani, is back in Chicago. 3, 2, 1. Montrose Beach's native piping plover son, Imani, is back in Chicago. He was spotted on Friday by area birders. This is Imani's fourth consecutive season returning to his hometown shore. Chicago piping plover monitor Tamina Itani says Imani is already competing for nest territory with fellow Montrose returnee plover Pippin. Pippin arrived on April 11th.
Imani and Pippin that first afternoon, you know, Imani had just arrived, but they were totally engaged in territorial display. So basically walking next to each other, just like scurrying on the beach, drawing a line in the sand. This is my territory.
Now, last summer, Imani mated with female plover Sea Rocket. The pair's only surviving chick was named Nagamo. Itani says there is still plenty of time for a possible mate to arrive and doesn't rule out Nagano's return later this season. And at today's Boston Marathon, Susanna Scaroni of downstate Urbana, Illinois, won the women's wheelchair race for the second time. She finished in 1 hour, 35 minutes, and 20 seconds. Scaroni is also a two-time Olympian. Weather mostly cloudy and pretty windy, a high in the mid-50s. Clear and chilly tonight, a low in the mid-40s, and warm on Tuesday. Sunshine, a high near 70, a tiny chance of rain in the afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.